If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Ever notice how with some celebrity scandals, there's this whole other layer to them?
Yeah.
Like a silent subplot, you know, just off screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're diving into today. The P. Diddy story. But not just like the headlines about the allegations against him. We're going deeper, unpacking this article, The Silence of P. Diddy's Inner Circle, What His Famous Friends Might Know. Because it really makes you wonder, with charges, this serious sex trafficking, racketeering, why are so many of Diddy's famous friends staying silent? And could their silence actually get them into some legal hot water?
You've hit on a fascinating and often overlooked aspect of these high-profile cases. It's easy to get caught up in the initial shock, but the reactions or lack thereof from those within a celebrity's inner circle can be incredibly revealing, both from a cultural and legal perspective.
Yeah, and the article wastes no time diving straight into these really serious charges against Diddy. And then it points out how strange it is how this whole A-list entourage, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Usher, they're completely silent.
And that's what's so striking, isn't it? In the entertainment industry, particularly in the world of hip hop, public displays of support, especially during a crisis, are almost expected. It's about loyalty maintaining a united front. So for Diddy's longtime friends and collaborators to remain completely silent, that's not just unusual, it's practically unheard of.
Okay, so we're not just talking about a couple of social media posts. This is different. The article actually uses the phrase deafening silence. So what makes this silence so significant, legally speaking?
Because it raises the question, what do they know? And more importantly, what did they witness? The article details these lavish parties. Diddy was known for throwing tardy parties, attended by many of these now silent celebrities. If any illegal activity occurred at these gatherings, and if these individuals were present, their silence could be construed as potentially obstructing justice.
So it's more than just staying loyal to a friend. It's a potential legal minefield for these celebrities.
Exactly. And the article doesn't shy away from naming names, highlighting Jay-Z specifically. They've been friends for decades, practically joined at the hip professionally. To go from that level of closeness to complete radio silence, that's a huge red flag, legally speaking.
Especially because the article quotes a former prosecutor, Niyama Romani, who says, if you're a prosecutor, you don't want witnesses who participate in criminal activity but are getting a pass.
That's the crux of it. Remaining silent, especially if subpoenaed, could be perceived as a way to protect oneself while potentially harboring knowledge of illegal activity. That's where things like obstruction of justice come into play.
Okay, so let's break that down. Obstruction of justice. It sounds like something ripped from a legal drama. What does it actually mean in this context?
In the simplest terms, it means interfering with a legal investigation. It can range from destroying evidence to influencing witnesses to, yes, even refusing to cooperate with a subpoena.
So if Jay-Z, for example, was at one of these parties and saw something illegal happening but just is not to say anything, that could be construed as obstruction,
right?
Even if he wasn't directly involved.
Potentially, yes. And that's why this silence is so noteworthy. It inadvertently shines a light on the immense pressure these celebrities are facing. Do they remain loyal to someone like Diddy, risking their own legal standing? Or do they cooperate with authorities, potentially becoming a key witness in a high-profile case? There are no easy answers here.
And it sounds like those parties could be a treasure trove of information for prosecutors.
Absolutely. The article highlights how the allegations paint a very different picture of those gatherings. What was once seen as glamorous and exclusive now has a much darker undertone.
Yeah, the article actually quotes a line from the legal filings, something like, "While these parties were often billed as glamorous and exclusive, the allegations paint a darker picture, coerced sex, drug use, and violence." Which really makes you wonder if these allegations are true. Who else might have been involved or at least witnessed something they shouldn't have?
And that's just it, isn't it? Those parties were legendary with guest lists that read like a who's who of Hollywood.
Which brings us to the other big point the article brings up. This isn't just about Jay-Z. We're talking about a potential witness list that includes Usher, Justin Bieber.
Exactly. And the legal ramifications for each of them could be significant depending on what they knew, what they saw, and how they choose to handle this pressure.
Let's dive into that more after a quick break. We're back. And, you know, thinking about that potential witness list, it's easy to get caught up in the who of it all. But the article does something really interesting. It connects this Diddy situation to a much bigger conversation happening in Hollywood.
You're right. The article highlights a seeming disconnect between how quickly the industry responded during the hashtag MeToo movement and the relative silence surrounding these allegations against Diddy.
It's like with hashtag MeToo, everyone had something to say. But now with Diddy, it's crickets. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's complex. On one hand, there's a shared history, particularly in music, of turning a blind eye to certain behaviors, especially from powerful men. It's that old saying, protect the brand.
And Diddy's brand is huge, even now.
Exactly. But beyond that, I think this situation forces us to examine the very nature of silence. Who benefits from it? Who is silenced? And what does it say about the power dynamics at play?
Because it's not just Diddy who's staying silent.
Right.
It's his whole inner circle. This network of people who've benefited from his success, who've attended those parties, who might hold crucial information.
And that's where the legal stakes get even higher. The article goes on to explain how prosecutors could use that silence, that potential web of complicity, to build a stronger case. It's about establishing a pattern of behavior, a culture of secrecy that might point to something larger.
The article specifically mentions the possibility of plea deals, where Diddy could potentially reduce his own sentence by offering information about others. Do you think that's a real possibility?
It's definitely a tactic prosecutors use, especially in complex cases with multiple potential witnesses.
So in a way, Diddy's silence now could be a strategic move, a way to buy himself time while his legal team assesses the situation.
It's certainly a possibility, but it's a risky one, because the longer the silence continues, the more it fuels speculation and the more suspicious it seems.
It's like everyone's holding their breath, waiting to see who cracks first.
And that pressure can be immense, especially on those who might have direct knowledge of any wrongdoing. Imagine being in their position, the weight of loyalty, the fear of legal repercussions, the potential impact on your own career. It's a lot to navigate.
Speaking of navigating tricky situations, the article brought up Jennifer Lopez, which I thought was really interesting.
Her name definitely jumps out given her history with Diddy.
Exactly. They dated. She was with him during that whole nightclub shooting back in 99. You'd think she'd be a key witness, right?
Potentially. But again, silence. And that silence speaks volumes, particularly in light of her own evolution as a public figure.
She's been very vocal about women's empowerment.
Yeah.
About speaking your truth. So to see her stay silent in this situation, it's jarring.
It certainly raises questions about the complexities of these relationships, the unspoken agreements that might exist, and the price of staying silent.
It's a lot to unpack.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder if this is how the rich and famous operate. What does that say about the rest of us?
It's a valid question, and it highlights the importance of accountability. Regardless of your status, because at the end of the day, these aren't just abstract legal concepts or salacious headlines. These are real allegations with potentially very real victims.
And those victims deserve to be heard, regardless of how powerful the accused might be. We'll be right back after this break. We're back. And this whole conversation about Diddy and this wall of silence, it's got me thinking about that phrase, the court of public opinion. What role do you think public perception plays in a situation like this? Especially now, with social media just adding fuel to the fire.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Well, on the one hand, social media can amplify the voices of accusers, create a space for allegations to be heard. That might have been silence in the past, but on the other hand, it can also lead to this rush to judgment where reputations are tarnished before any legal proceedings even begin.
Yeah, and it feels like with Diddy, it's almost like everyone's waiting to see what happens, holding their breath before they comment.
Yeah,
it's adding to this overall sense of unease.
And that unease is understandable because this case, regardless of its outcome, it raises some really fundamental questions about how we as a society view power, celebrity, and accountability. It forces us to confront this uncomfortable reality that sometimes those we celebrate, those we put on pedestals, might not be as untouchable as we thought.
And one of the most shocking details from the article, at least for me, was how toxic this whole thing has become. Diddy's longtime PR rep quit crisis management firms, are refusing to work with him. It's like he's radioactive.
It's a stark reminder that even in the world of carefully crafted public images, some scandals are simply too big to spin. And it speaks to the severity of these allegations against him.
Because let's be real, there's a whole industry built on making bad press disappear.
Absolutely. But there's a difference between a PR misstep and potentially facing decades in prison. The article highlights how these charges against Diddy, they strike at the core of his carefully cultivated image.
It makes you wonder, could this be a turning point? Are we going to see a shift in how the music industry, Hollywood in general, handles these kinds of situations moving forward? Or is this just another scandal that'll eventually fade from memory?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And there's no easy answer. But what we do know is that this case has brought the issue of accountability to the forefront, and it's a conversation we can't afford to ignore.
It's like that whole see no evil, hear no evil approach doesn't really hold up anymore, does it?
Not in today's world. And perhaps that's the silver lining in all of this, that as uncomfortable as these conversations might be, as disillusioning as it might feel to confront the potential wrongdoings of those we admire, it's a necessary step towards creating a culture where accountability is valued, where silence is no longer an option, and where justice ultimately prevails.
Well said. This has been a deep dive in every sense of the word. It leaves us with a lot to think about. And it reminds us that sometimes the most important stories aren't the loudest, but the ones whispered in the silence. This is The Deep Dive, signing off.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.